Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pop Culture Stars for 6/23/2021. Yeah, it's called a calendar. Cool stuff. Been living it all day. Just figured out what day it
Quit
was.
Quit drinking.
Yeah, I hadn't even started. That's why I can't recollect anything.
Yeah,
I have to have some alcohol in me to get my stuff together. So.
There you go.
Hoping everybody is doing well tonight. Appreciate you joining us this evening. This evening we will be short two of our comrades, actually three of our comrades, Dr. John Stamey, Todd Saxon, and Tim Armstrong this evening. But we will soldier on.
Yes, we will.
So I am your host at Extra Large. And if I keep eating extra, extra large, Dave Atwell this evening, filling in for the wonderful Dr. John Stamey. So, got a great show lined up. We'll go ahead and pass it around the room. We got a surprise guest and might even have a surpriser guest here in a minute, in which I will run in. Ah, here we go. Looks like
cool.
He's calling in now. Outstanding.
Oh,
so let's
cool.
Go ahead and do the panel. So first one off, ladies first, Granny Hulkster out in Arkansas. How are you doing this evening?
Granny?
Uh-oh, I lost Granny. Had to call back. Stro is calling now. Got the text.
Oh, cool.
We're going to make this. We're going to survive. We will be good. And here we go with the romper room. There is Granny.
Okay,
there
am I back, guys? Am I back with you?
Yes.
Okay.
You are back.
I was listening to Dave talk, and all of a sudden it just clicked, and I thought, oh, I got to call back in. So here I am. But I'm
yeah,
all right.
I need back.
Okay.
I'm getting ready for my big trip. We leave next Tuesday, and we decided to come back home on Saturday rather than Sunday, so because there's not much going to be going on Saturday after the last session Saturday morning, so we're going to be coming back home Saturday instead of rather than leave Sunday. So,
there you
but
go.
I'm good. I mean, I'm really
cool.
Excited about the show tonight. And
let's get it on.
Ready to go. So.
You got another one in the queue.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
You weren't supposed to be here, buddy. Lying
bubble. So we do have Todd with us tonight. Outstanding.
He lied
well,
to us.
Briefly, I've been pre-call prepping for the last 2 hours. Actually, my brothers and I have had a phone call for a while. Oh. Just for the record, I'm doing outstanding to Supernatural and ecstatic to be here. All right, so I got the protocol out of the way. The my brothers and I were discussing July 4th because I went out and I dropped 150 bones. Dropped 150 bones on fireworks.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
So we were talking by the way, no price gouging here at the place that I went to. And yes, this year the wife did not get mad at me because the place I go to is called the Boom Boom Room. And the first time she saw an email bill, she was
bang,
like, the Boom Boom Room, what the hell is that?
Right, bang, bang.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
That was the ghost
well.
Of Papa Stroh's past, by the way. Boo.
Oh, my God.
What's going on there?
But
just, I'm just enchanting the podcast.
On fireworks.
Like, carry on.
Hey, check it out. So my brothers were freaking out about some of our previous life exploits on fireworks. So back around 1976, my youngest brother took one of those ye old wood tip matches, lit it, and threw it at my brother. He had a pocket full of firecrackers.
Oh, boy.
So what's really cool about this is back in 1976, he had one of those 1974 striped bell-bottom pair of jeans. Well, by 76, it was a cut-off pair of shorts. The problem was, in 1976, in that particular pocket, he had all of his firecrackers.
Good job. I'm waiting.
And that match.
I guess
went off
big difference in the
potato. So my younger brother pointed out a detail that is my brother threw the firecracker that he had just, my older brother threw the firecracker he had just lit. He got the boom. And then there was another boom. He was like, hey, I got another boom. And then suddenly,
a whole
he
bunch
had
more.
A series.
Only a boom in your hand. Oh, my God.
A series of a bunch more brooms. And again, these were the old 1974 striped bell-bottom jeans.
I bet you weren't bell-bottoms anymore after the boom.
No, and they weren't striped
well,
either.
He already had them in cut-offs. You know what? He kept that stuff for years on how
yikes.
Those cut-off shorts literally blew off of him.
It's a good thing he didn't have gas.
Right? I terrorized my neighborhood. They called the police on me, dude.
But seriously.
Teeny minus 10 seconds and counting for the boom.
The family growing forward, we've actually matured. So I'm telling the family about the fireworks. I chose to buy and I chose not to buy. And I got three different mortar tubes.
Saving
and the
one
that
life
at a time.
That's great.
Oh, look, it's 2021. We've actually finally frickin' learned, Papa Stroh. We have actually finally learned a little bit. We're actually planning ahead and doing a little risk management, a little risk assessment.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
what to blow up and what not
more
to blow
boom.
Up.
That's, my older brother said,
take the room, babe.
I'm not holding any fireworks in my pockets for you. I said, that's okay, Mark. And you all remember, hey, Mark, what's up?
What's up, Mark?
You just hold
a
gas can.
I
missed Mark.
I said, don't forget, Mark, we have the option of, hey, Mark, catch.
I guess you're holding the gas. Todd, I guess you're going to hold the gas can this year instead. All righty then. More boom. More boom.
I've been like
Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Exactly true. Exactly true.
Oh,
yeah. Well, Papa Stroh, true story. We're doing one of those.
You're never going to get in, Dave.
No, everything's good.
Go ahead, Diamond Dave.
Todd's stealing the show, man.
I'm going to do this, but Papa Stroh will know this one. Papa Stroh, we are doing a week-long, all-day-long conference call, and we've got most of the people working remotely. And since you brought up ye old Nestle Wilson, I pointed out earlier in the week that I was pretty sure somebody was going to do a hot mic going to the bathroom.
Are they great?
I mean, I can accommodate that for you, Mina.
And I make a reference to that one, and they're like, God, what are you saying? I'm like, really? What are the Vegas odds on somebody that's going to do that during this call, during one of the calls?
Hey, we can do it.
Week? And they were like, you know, Vegas odds on just who it's going to be that's going to do it.
I wish they did one during one of these table raids I've done recently. Yeah, that would have livened things up.
Oh, boy.
Papa, all right, Dave.
Brother, how are you doing?
Great, great. I just took a break from the table read just now and getting back on set this weekend for the upcoming film, The Devil's Daughter. So far, it's been coming along great. Really excited.
Good.
You know, everybody to check out the film. So,
see, the finished product can be awesome. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it'll be out by Halloween.
I'm looking forward to that.
Halloween's the deadline, yeah. So.
Cool. That's great.
I told my brother we introduce our last panelist this evening. I just want to make sure, can you guys hear me all right? Because I'm having a little audio issue out here. I want to make sure. It's...
Yeah, we hear. We got you.
No,
I can hear you.
Ignoring you, Dave.
Okay, good deal.
I can hear you, Rico.
Yeah, you go back and listen to the show, and it's like, and I'm like, Jesus, man, I wish I'd have known I sounded like that.
I'd be like Will Ferrell from Anchorman. Say, you've always been the best of friends I've ever had.
Yeah, then you got to worry about a hot mic these days. So we do have with us Granny Hulkster. We've got Velvet. We've got Pop Stroh.
Yep.
We've got Todd Saxon. And joining us tonight, special guest that I didn't know was coming on tonight, so it's good to have him aboard. Tommy Feathers, what is going on, brother? How you doing this evening?
Oh, holy hell, Tommy Feathers.
5'10", 215 pounds, and ugly as what makes sense.
Yeah. I love you.
Nobody.
Hey, listen. Don't knock my woman, okay? Stop it. Hey, listen, long red hair and a handlebar mustache to go with it, honey, I got something to hang on it to every night.
Oh, my God.
I love you. So well, I love you.
Hey, by the way, just so y'all know, it's still Pride Month.
It's good to have you aboard this evening. And hopefully Velvet clued you in on tonight's topic.
No, I did
not.
Or
topics, as the case may be.
Nope.
If not,
did not. Just do it.
It's gonna have,
and Velvet's the case, I know it's going to be a hot topic.
Yeah. Been there, stopped there, honey.
Right,
hey.
Now. We're crying out loud if it's going to be a hot topic. Dress all in black.
All right.
So tonight... topic. We've strayed away from doing wrestling for a couple shows and everything, so to figure tonight we can ease it on
thank
back
you,
to the squared circle.
Thank,
if
thank
you
take
will.
It easy. Right?
And we were putting together a list of these three different criteria and the five wrestlers that you would throw into it. All right. So one of them is name five wrestlers you'd like to have a beer with and just hear wrestling stories. The next one.
Iron Sheik.
Is
hang on.
Five wrestlers.
Hang on.
Huh?
Sorry, too soon. I jumped the gun. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on.
Okay.
Carry on,
good.
Jumping on you.
Damn.
Y'all
got to
stop.
Five wrestlers. If we were ever in a bar fight, five wrestlers we would want with us.
Terry Funk. No, I'm
lastly, five wrestlers that we would like to go out and party our asses off with. Now, I would be remiss here at Pop Culture Stars did not mention, Ralph Top, any wrestling talk and any type of wrestling list, of course, would be headlined with folks like Papa Stroh and the Amazing Velvet, Granny Hulkster, Tommy Feathers, L.A. Tank, Susan Green, and all of our good friends, because they, when it comes down to pop culture stars, they're near and dear to the heart, and they are family. So they
need to drink some more, buddy.
I'm not getting too emotional right yet.
My pants are on fire. I smell smoke. Hey, my pants are on fire. I smell some smoke, man. There's some smoke around here. Where's that?
That ain't the kind of smoke you want, though.
I'm talking for the bar fight.
Oh, no.
For the bar
there's,
fight.
There's more boom boom coming.
We've got to have
boom boom.
I got to have somebody that can punch him and bite him in the knees.
Midget porn. Midget porn. I call it now. Stop.
Got to get dink.
That must
be
when Terry Funk got fought with
right?
the dog. Ric Flair's dog, right? And
yeah.
Ric Flair's wife was going to call the police. And Rick at the time was like, no, baby, don't call the police. That, our dog's fighting the NWA World Heavyweight Champion in our yard. He put him in the nose.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dave, you got to pick who goes first. So you need to do that.
Yeah, who goes first?
All right. So we're going to start off
who's
with
next?
The wrestlers that we'd like to have sit down and do like we're doing right now. Have a couple beers, shoot the breeze, listen to some wrestling stories. So number one on my list, in no particular order, first one that came to mind was The Brain, Bobby Heenan, one of my favorites. If you've
oh,
ever read
yeah.
any of his books, they are absolutely phenomenal. And I really, really miss The Brain. And I know a lot of his jokes
yep.
these days probably would not go over. But damned if he wasn't funny, and he would call it right down the middle. I don't think that man had a dishonest bone in his body because he was so straightforward. So I think he'd be one hell of a good guy to get a beer with and some good wrestling stories.
Yes.
So,
you know, one time there was a fight that broke out. Two of the wrestlers got in a fight, a little squirrel. You know, it got broke up pretty quick. But after the fight was over, Bobby Heenan was picking up stuff off the floor and I went up to Bobby. I said, Bobby, what are you doing? And he says, I'm picking up all this free money, man. I got a race tonight.
All right, let's keep rolling. Let's stay on task.
Hey, guys.
And my dog,
I'm
Mark.
I'm going to try to stay on track here. And I think I got one guy that I'm going to do all three with. Roddy Piper.
Oh, my.
Oh, sound like I'm losing everybody again. I'm sorry. Bear with me, guys. So, Randy Hulkster, are you out there?
Hello.
I'm here.
Wow.
All right. So, have you got one for that list? Who's somebody like you to sit around and just have wrestling stories with?
Well, I'm going to have to put Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express, because they're my favorite tag team.
Ah, outstanding.
I like it.
I can tell some stories.
Yeah, yes, you can. But not for this program.
It's not PG-13, I promise you.
Yeah, we can't say that on here.
We're not talking about the tag team either.
Wow. Yikes. Yikes.
Man, we
are you guys
another,
flying there
or
are you taking the train?
Right. Stop. I'm going to have to panic,
brother.
Our safe word again.
Say.
Right.
You know you say that rough face clock.
So, Velvet, who have you got on there?
Nice. Oh, my goodness.
I got something that nobody would probably even think of. They know
no
who he is. Most everybody on here knows who it is. That you know this person.
Yeah.
It's just it probably wouldn't be on a lot of people's list, but it's on mine. Is Playboy Gary Hart?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Gary Hart.
Mm,
would love to have
a beer
with Gary Hart.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, he was great, man. I miss Gary
oh,
Hart.
Oh yeah. I would have loved to have picked his brain, man. God, what a phenomenal brain he had.
Absolutely.
I mean, his promos, man, he'd slide in there, smack you around, and walk away, and you're like, wait a minute, what just happened? What'd he say about me?
Yes.
He'd dog you and walk away, and you're like, whoa, hold up. What? You know, and he had the wrestler standing behind. It could be Muda. It could have been, you know, Great Kabuki or Abdul the Butcher. You'd act like he was the guy getting ready to fight you, and it's really his.
Oh yeah.
His people, but it was like he was telling you what he was going to do, and you're like, whoa, what a minute. What did
and
say?
That voice. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Unmistakable
that
voice, yeah.
Kabuki. You got to say Kabuki.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah,
yeah,
go
he
ahead.
Had a bunch of the odd ones. He had Cyclone Negro and what's his name?
Yep.
Oh,
my God.
Who was the other guy? The Mongolian Stomper with the survival
yeah.
kick?
Al,
Lord.
Al,
yes, he
Al
did.
Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Al Perez,
point.
Yep.
Yeah.
A Latin heartthrob, Al Perez. He had
man.
A bunch, man. You know what? But here's the thing. He was somebody who was in the ring. He was a wrestler, became a manager, became the biggest mouthpiece. Next to Roddy Piper, those two right there, probably in that heyday era of the late 70s going into the 80s, was like, if you had those two guys on the program, that program was over at that point.
Yes. Amazing.
They just came out and heated it up and walked away, and you're like, what just happened?
Right.
Now, Stro, I figure you probably have you could probably name names right off the top of your head without even thinking about it. And hell, you've got plenty of road stories that I've heard and everything. But who would be somebody you would like to sit down, even if you've already heard their stories? For everybody
done it with it, yeah.
I tell you, this guy, he's still a good friend of mine to this day, William Regal. From NXT, which I've known forever, and he's WCW
yeah,
and everything, and up in the UK. And
he's in my top
he told
five.
Me that
yep.
You, I love to hear him talk. He could talk about grocery list and be cool. I mean, he's just got this cool demeanor about him. He told me this funny story one time when he first met Dusty Rhodes at Center Stage in Atlanta, right? And which that's where I first met Regal, actually, ironically, in Center Stage. And he says, and I'm trying to do his voice best I can, right? He says, so I'm walking to Dusty's office, and Dusty's sitting there like a melted sundae, and he's looking at me. He's got a big fellow sitting behind him on his desk, and he looks up at me and calls me, and to hear him do Dusty's hilarious, because like, Steven, I'm just like Whitney Houston. I got my own bodyguard. That's what he said. And I just walked out the room. That was, and I met Mick Foley, and he started laughing at me, you know. And yeah, he's great though. Oh my God, Regal's awesome.
Yep, Regal.
Oh my God, I suspect he's got such deeper stories.
Oh
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he still travel in the carnies there in the UK, and the carnivals and all that. Yeah, he talks about that a lot.
He used to crack me up when he was doing the Steven Regal thing in WCW, and all the pyrotechnics would blow up. And while everybody else, you know, the pyrotechnics, and they'd start beating on their chest and everything, he would start waving the smoke out of his face like the smoke was bothering the hell out of him. Like,
yeah.
So great.
If you guys
see the
YouTube video, it's on YouTube. The vignette he did with Bobby Eaton when they became the Blue Bloods. Oh, my God. It's gold. It's gold. You've got to check it out when you get time. It's the best. He's trying to refine Bobby Eaton of the Midnight Express. It's
yeah,
hilarious.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to go back and watch that. I don't think I've ever seen that one. I have to go back there and check that out.
It's funny. Oh, it's hysterical.
Oh,
my
it's,
God.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
And he's been up
it's
and down
good.
With the old personal thing, too, man. So I bet you he's got a lot of interesting stories he could throw out there.
I remember one time him and Dave Taylor had a ladder match, they were both climbing up the ladder, and they stopped, looked at each other, looked down, got scared, and then they climbed back down. The-
no, damn it.
Afraid of heights.
All right. You got to ask Tommy Feathers the question, please.
Absolutely. So, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Hit me with a guy you'd like to sit around and have beer with and listen to some wrestling stories. I'm sure you know quite a bit of them, too.
Oh, my God. There's a pile of them that are deceased that I love dearly that were great guys. Wahoo
McDaniels. Ahead. I got some deceased ones, too. Yes, sir.
Ivan Koloff loved Uncle Ivan to death. In the dressing room, he was hilarious as hell. And JYD.
Oh. Sylvester was awesome.
So that's, that would be my, and the other two would be Hector Guerrero.
Yes, sir. Been there and done that too many times, but yes.
And Sister Susan Tex Green.
Woo! Good Lord, they've been there and done that too.
I've been there and done that, good God, too damn many times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no kidding.
She knows more junk on me than my ex-wife and my current wife together.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
We're talking dirty laundry right there.
Yeah, no kidding. You better reel that back in, bro.
She knows more about me than both of them. Me and her have been longer than me and my current wife and longer than me and my ex-wife lasted. Me and Susie's been up and down the road that much.
Yes, you have.
I love her today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's great.
Great person.
So, Todd, throw one out there, buddy. What do you got rolling around your head?
Well, I mentioned
earlier. Oh, good Lord,
earlier.
Thanks.
Really?
I don't want to know what's rolled around in Todd's head, thank you, but okay.
A few more. Well, I will admit, it is not a place
don't ask, don't tell.
Ah, thanks, Bill.
But seriously, I threw this out there up front. It was Roddy Piper.
Yeah, man.
Because I think he can answer all of the above. The whole thing that was played out there, tell me what he did not do. I dare you. Tell me what he did not do.
True.
True. Look, Roddy Piper was next level. Now I'll throw another one out there. This guy did not necessarily have the best charisma and whatnot or whatever, but he's still one of my favorite wrestlers all time, was Paul Outpatient Orndorff.
I feel so bad.
Wonderful.
His son should have never made that video yesterday. I thought that was pretty cruel of him to show how bad off his dad is. I'm sorry.
Oh, no way, man.
It was on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's showing his dad handing him a packet of salt, and then Orndorff opens the packet of pepper and eats it. He goes, "Dad, you're eating pepper." And he didn't say nothing. He's so out of it. He has no clue who he is, where he is, nothing. And his son never should have taken that video. That's a damn shame for a guy who was Mr. Wonderful for so long in our business, and then you're going to show that. Come on, man. Have some decency.
Yeah. Look. I don't know anybody. He's my favorite pile driver in professional wrestling.
Oh, he had a sweet pile driver, that's for sure.
Yeah, he had like a jumping pile driver. Orndorff did.
Yeah.
He would leap with it, yeah.
He did not have a Roddy Piper charisma. But you know what? When it came down to it in the ring, God, look, let me tell you, right now, there were guys that you could put me in anybody else's body, and I'd be like, I don't want to face Paul Orndorff in the ring.
Oh, he was a machine, man.
I don't want to face.
Orndorff was, yeah.
There was just.
Yes, he was.
I think he can bring some other things to the table. He was, his ring skills were so good that got him to, you know, he was part of the Four Horsemen at one point, if I recall. Stro, am I wrong? Papa Stro, call me on that.
Oh, yeah, one point, yeah. Yeah, I wonder if it's been a lot of historical moments in wrestling throughout history. I mean, I know he was cool enough to invite me out to the Varsity Hot Dog restaurant there in Atlanta. and which I love that place. That's some of the best hot dogs I've ever had, ever. That place.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But it was just like, I think he's one of those cats that's underappreciated. I really do. Again,
oh,
my default
one
was
the best,
Roddy,
yeah.
Because I don't know that anybody was better than Roddy, but the Roddy one was the best. But let us not underestimate. Look, and it's got nothing to do with current stuff. The I remember back in the day, Marinko-wise, I was doing Fire Watch, which was Stroll Patrol in the barracks. And somebody said, hey, if you could be a pro wrestler, who would you be right now? And there was no blink of the eye. I was like, Paul Orndorff. I'm going to be Paul Outpatient Orndorff. I think, honestly, do you think WrestleMania could have worked without him? As much
no.
as Roddy
no.
Piper was.
He was a key factor in that.
That was a magnificent catalyst.
Because Orton wasn't going to wrestle. He wasn't there to wrestle. And they weren't going to use him for that. That's why Orndorff was in that spot, and Orndorff made that spot.
Yeah, the WrestleMania exists. He's a part of that. Look, Roddy Piper was a face. But, yeah. Paul Orndorff was the thing because, like you said, Cowboy Bob Orton, he had the cast on his hand back at that point.
Well, they were playing all that off, and he was a part of the cheating part and all that bull crap, yes, but he wasn't slated to be in the match.
I thought him and Iron Mike Sharp at one point were going for a record. Who had the most injured form for
the
longest
time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Orton wore that cast for like 2 years, man.
Right, and how about when he took it off and threw it and gave it? I think he gave it to Piper, and Piper hit somebody over the head. I think it was Adrian Adonis, and he moved the head when it tossed it back to him.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. It was like, okay, there you go.
Oh,
I broke my femur and was in a cast for 6 months. My damn femur. And I was in plaster for 6 months. Bob Orton was in plaster for 3 years with a broken forearm, man. That guy.
Hey, you gotta hear this. Hey, Tommy Feathers.
Yeah.
Tell him about our cast tag team we had, what we did with the cast.
It started off on my right arm, moved to my left arm, moved to Velvet's right arm, moved to Velvet's left arm. I was using the match about twice, all in 15 minutes.
one of the funniest ones was he was getting out of the ring, I was getting in the ring. When he tagged me, he hands me the cast. I got it on. I'm wrestling with the cast on. I tag back out. I give it back to him. He's wrestling with the cast on. Then we swipped it, where I had it on the outside while he was in, and vice versa. It was so funny. The poor referee was confused as all get up. He had no clue what was going on. Must have been a rookie, because there was no way. I was like, dude, this is hilarious. We got to keep this going.
It was
great.
That's a highlight spot.
Okay. Now here's where our premise for tonight's conversation was wrong. I think we said the people in the or we assumed, if you will. If you assume, you make an
if you will.
You or me. The But we don't include the people in the conversation. Just for the general audience, do you realize the people that are on this call right now, we got some beyond talent right here that can tell stories and would qualify for every category. I'm just saying.
Aww.
Very true.
It's all Papa Stroh.
Very true.
It's all Papa Stroh. It's all
very
Papa
true.
Stroh. I mean, he's the man.
Yeah,
he's got a key, too. I'm just in y'all's world like a squirrel getting a nut. I'm good.
There you go. I'm trying to put this smoke out, this fire that's underneath my chair with all the smoke that's being blown right now. I mean,
all the
know.
Boom. Yeah, the boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Just for the record, look, I'm going to short shift Tommy Feathers and I'm going to short shift Velvet here. But do people really get what Papa Stroh has done in professional wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, he's on our show right now. You guys, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Dude, people talk about him in Charleston all the time.
And I'm going to say, Rob, you've hung around with my family for several holiday meals.
Oh, they've been great.
But, dude, we are not missing the fact that you are Papa Stroh.
Nobody does,
the fact
man.
That I am what I
can't take me anymore.
Lucky enough to happen
can't touch
to know, I happen to know both Papa Stroh and I happen to know Rob. I think I'm in a really, really lucky place for anybody that's walking
the planet. What an identity crisis I must have.
You're stupid.
No, but seriously, dude,
I love
you've been able to come out and you've shamelessly grabbed leftovers, and you've been humble enough to hang out with our family. I'm honored.
Oh, love it.
It's still one of my favorite photos of all time, with Papa Stroh being Rob, if you will. Do you remember at Nick and Jesse's for Thanksgiving, you were sitting on the couch playing the video games with Avery?
Oh, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
And I loved how we did a con not far after that, and Nick and his family showed up, and Avery was there, and Avery was literally sitting cross-legged on her table, holding court with Papa Stroh. It was so awesome, because she may not have tracked on all of it, but she was both Rob and Papa Stroh at the time, and it was like, Papa Stroh was doing his stuff, and he had Avery right there on the table, and they were hanging out talking. That's just there's a certain kind of magic, and I'm blessed to be able to see that combination of both lives. So thanks, brother. Seriously, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Rob would be mean enough to be a wrestler. He'd be a guest star with Winnie the Pooh in the Disney Channel or something.
I like it.
Or he'd be sitting in the center square with your boy. I'll behave. Sorry, I just had to say that. Can we get another question, please?
We're going to switch this.
I need to put stars in my face. Give the actor actors a chance.
Right? That's exactly correct.
Right?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm dumb.
We're going to move on to the next list, and then we'll circle back around as we stay at the White House. But we'll go ahead and start with
we're going to circle back around to that. If the White House can do it, we can do it here on Pop Culture Stars.
Yes,
so if they're full of shit,
is.
Can we?
But I need to remember your last week, Dave. You're doing good.
You're
Did
doing good this your last week. You're done.
There. My goodness. So let's move on to the fight. If you was in a bar fight, okay?
Oh, dude,
if
Jesus.
If you was in a bar fight, you had to have a wrestler on your side.
A
who
or
that
God?
Wrestler would be. Now, now, Tommy Feathers dropped a name earlier that was number one on my list and the first one that came to mind when it comes down to bar fights. That my God, God rest his soul, the damn awesome, and I miss him a lot, Wahoo McDaniel. That story about Florida when he went in that bar, beat the hell out of a couple guys at the bar. The law shows up, he beat up like 8-9 deputies. It was like he was pretty much sitting there
yep.
waiting for the rest of the Florida law enforcement to get there so he could beat the hell out of them, too. I heard that that guy, you just do not mess with that man. And I've heard both stories. I've heard that he was probably one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet, but he's also
oh, yeah,
the wrong guy
absolutely.
To cross. And
yeah,
when I met
absolutely.
Him, I met him in Wallace, North Carolina, and I might have told this story on here before. I can't remember. But anyhow, I was with a friend of mine, and we're in line to get autographs. And out of nowhere, he hits the spot on Ric Flair and goes, Wahoo, menu, shopping contest in the parking lot right now, big man. Woo! And the whole damn place just stopped, right? And you gotta understand, in Wallace, North Carolina, wrestling is religion, okay? And, I mean, every person in that building just turned around and looked at us. And I looked at him and I says, you know, fantastic. I appreciate you doing that. You know, my wife's 6 months pregnant with my son. And now Wahoo McDaniel's going to kill me. And it's all because you're a wise ass. I appreciate that. So, up there to Wahoo. My butthole is suffering. You know, I'm like, God, this guy is going to kill me, you know. And he got up there, he looked at two of us, he goes, so you big Ric Flair fans, huh? We were like, yes, sir. He goes, ah, Rick's a good friend of mine. Good guy, man. Good guy. Good to meet you guys. I was like, oh, Christ. Okay. Get off the cooler paper on, you know. But Wahoo was nothing but nice, great, great guy. But it's always great to hear the ass-kicking stories that he had out there on the road. And, God, I wish I could have seen some of it. I'd have loved it. So who else out there got somebody on the list that they'd want a bar fight on their side?
I
got
one. Haku.
Uh-oh.
That's my boy.
Go ahead. Well, exactly. Now, Haku
still is like
the man.
Most, yep, Haku. My
You'll kill anybody.
I've been beat up by him and Barbarian at basketball games and the Hawaiian luau's, and thank God I have. Every time I go to a locker room or anywhere, man, everybody's so nice to us, and you can pretty much know why. One time, one funny story, real quick, with Haku. I'm sitting there eating a Japanese steakhouse dinner with Haku, Barbarian, and the family, right? And the Japanese cook was cooking, right? And Haku elbows me, right? Says, watch this, butter. So he gets up, right, and starts speaking in Japanese to the cook. And says, and the cook jumped 10 feet in the air and started bowing all of us, man. And see, Haku used to be a sumo wrestler back in the day before he got into wrestling, right? So
really?
Some of the people's Japanese. Some of the people in Japan remember him back when he was, you know, sumo wrestling. He was bowing to all of us, and I looked at Haku, Haku, man, he ain't right, man. He's bowing to us. What's going on here? And he started laughing like, that was funny, wasn't it?
I got a good one. It goes along the line with what Dave just said, because it was a two. Another part of your story is in Charleston, South Carolina. We used to have a place called Charleston County Hall. It was a big, famous arena here. And there was a bar directly across the street. Well, as the main event is going on, the wrestlers either went to the store that was right down the street and got beer and sat behind the building and drank, or they went to that bar. Well, when we were letting out of the venue, police were everywhere. What happened? Saw Wahoo in cuffs. And then we hear this yelling and screaming to people getting thrown out of the bar. And we're standing in the middle of the street next to the cop cars going, what's going on? And here comes The Rock, Ole Anderson, dragging two people with him as he's getting arrested.
Nice.
If Wahoo was if you thought Wahoo was a badass, oh, no.
Hey, still promo. Everybody's the shit.
Right.
Even Gordon Sully
Everybody's
was the shit.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, The Rock was the shit. No, he was. You know that.
Yeah.
You. Everybody on here knows Ole Anderson with nobody
to
make that.
Maybe to me, but he's the shit too.
Only hated everybody.
He don't grow.
You know what's
bad
for the
Velvet? Huh? What's that?
I said, he don't drink, but I got one for you.
Okay.
All right.
Chick Donovan.
Donovan, yes. 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 Oh, yeah, Chick Donovan.
He's such a crowbar in the ring, I'd take him in a bar fight because he wouldn't get my damn point.
I love Chick Donovan. Oh, my God.
Somebody hit him with a pool.
Oh, shit.
He had a dog that talked to Jesus, remember?
Who was that?
You know what I'm talking about.
Who was that crazy?
Yeah, I sure do.
He had a crazy wife, wasn't her name like Pebbles or something, and was trying to be a wrestler but ended up being a valet? I'm serious. She was weird, man. That chick was weird as all get up. Met her with Susie, and Susie goes, get away from her. I said, watch, because that's Chick Donovan's wife. She's nuts. I went, are you kidding me? And she goes, no. I went, okay. Girl was
precision to say she's nuts. That says a lot, brother. That's like gospel.
I was like, what the hell? What the hell? They're talking to me, and all this crap started coming out of her mouth. I'm just standing there, and Susie goes, come here. Why are you talking to her? I'm like, oh, what I do?
Yeah,
what the hell,
Fruity
man?
Pebbles, Fruity Pebbles, Bubba.
Her name was something like that. I don't know what her name was, but I thought that's what she said her name was, because that's all I remembered for this.
Yeah.
This has been like 20 years ago.
Right. She got mad at me in an arena one night. Susie come in, you know. It was me, Chick Donovan, and Jackie Fulton in the back room.
And, oh, wow.
You know, and you're supposed to, Susie and Chick were the two seniors in the room, so they should have greeted first. She didn't greet Chick first. She come up to me and hugged my neck, and Chick got hot. Oh, hell.
Oh.
And I had to work Chick that night. That was for the middle of the title. Oh, God. He beat me all over that damn auditorium.
Daggone.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hey,
I got a silly question here with this. Because I understand military protocol. So what is a wrestling protocol?
Typically in the dressing room.
Like, okay, let's say I'm a junior person. With a little bit of reputation,
okay.
I come into the room, you've got all the staff there. What is my protocol for that?
You introduce yourself to everybody in the room, whether you know them or not, but you shake everybody's hand.
Yes.
So in other words, for Todd... But for Todd, you're supposed to tuck your nuts and hide your butt.
Well, let me laugh about this. I had
everybody would love
one of my seniors that adopted me when I was a contractor and was one of my mentors. He just got a deputy in a new job. And I was like, so today was the first day in the office working with him, seeing him face to face in a while. And I was like, I'm not worthy, that kind of thing. And he was like, you're supposed to avert your eyes. And that was so awesome. He was just, he didn't even blink. He was like, you're supposed to avert your eyes. I was like, holy smokes. So this guy is now a deputy in a major organization. And dude, he was like mentoring me when I was a contractor. And I'm like, holy smokes, because from back then it was a first name thing, and suddenly he's got this billet and stuff, and so I'm like, sir. And it really sucks because he's like former Navy. So that is just like, that is like grief for the former Marine to deal with the former Navy. But just for the record, he did admit a failing with me previously. When we were dealing with my billet, and I had to deal with the IPA, which is Independent Public Auditor, I told him, I was like, dude, it took me 6 months to figure out that IPA was Independent Public Auditor.
And not India Pale Ale.
Exactly. Exactly. And,
you know, Todd, I wish you could have met Dick Murdoch, man. You and Dick Murdoch would have been like buds for life. Y'all have been drinking buds for life, brother.
Maybe, because Dick Murdoch was a badass.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, but honestly, Sheldon, he went back there. He was like, his response was, oh, my God. I let a Marine think of that answer for IPA before me. He was so ashamed. He was so ashamed.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
Yeah, but exactly.
Hey,
Bellman,
but don't be giving
you
away.
Were tracking spot on.
Yeah. Don't be giving away the business, all right? Talking about lieutenants and sergeants and captains. Hey, keep that on the down low, all right? might have some cement shoes for you or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Kayfabe, brother.
That right?
Yeah. You know what's crazy is for the whole kayfabe thing? I don't even know how I'm allowed to talk to these people in my job at what I do. That's freaking crazy.
You
when he
get
said
away
avert
with more
your
than
eyes,
anybody else.
He was not far off. He was not far off. I mean, my billet, but somehow or other, he direct messages me on stuff and says, hey, I need this stuff. I can't find it. I got your back.
Yeah. It reminds me of the time Ric Flair was telling the story about who lets him chop him, right? He said, you know, Steamboat will let him chop him and, like Undertaker, you know, let him chop a couple of times, but when he goes to chop Bret Hart, Bret always looks at him and says, oh, do we have to?
Wait, what? Say that again.
Well, it's talking about Ric Flair's telling a story about the different people he's chopped over the years. Like he said, Steamboat will let him chop him, and Undertaker let him chop him once or twice, but when it comes to Bret Hart, Bret always looks at him and says, oh, do we have to?
Oh my God! So
a whiny bastard.
That was.
Oh man! The hair flare.
I thought he came from the dungeon. I mean, he came from the dungeon. Why is he a wiener? Come on! Give me a break.
When I was making up tonight's show, I was thinking about throwing in there a top five guys that you thought were the biggest pusses. But I was like, Dave, don't turn it into a negative thing. Because one of the first ones that came up in my mind was Bret Hart. I was like, I might offend somebody out there by saying Bret Hart's the Snatch, but
oh my god,
yeah.
He's with FDR, you know, Dax Hardwood. He's with AEW's in that group called Pinnacle now. Well, he told funny story. I've been doing a show with him back when and he was, you know, a few years back in the business, right? Going and he loves some Bret Hart, man. He's all about some Bret Hart. Well, this kid walks over to him. One of the wrestlers walks up to him dressed like Shawn Michaels, and I'm sitting across the room from him, right? And he goes to Dax and he says, "So I hear you from Bret Hart, Mark." And I'm thinking to myself, "Oh boy, here we go." I'm trying to keep from laughing, right?
Right.
Dax looks up. Dax looks at him, right? He says, "You know, you look, act, and dress just like Shawn Michaels." And he was like all beaming and everything. "Oh, thank you very much," right? And then Dax says, "And I hate Shawn Michaels." he just
That's
hung
funny.
His pants and
Shut
walked
that
away.
Sir.
Nice.
I was dying.
Yes,
what's even better about this is that we're talking about the bar fights right now. You guys mentioned Haku and Ole Anderson. Those two are on my list, too. So I must be on a roll because we've already mentioned three of the five that I had on my list. So amen to that. It's good to know that I know the guys to team up with when it comes down to getting my ass beat. So
I got one.
Speaking of getting your ass beat.
Go ahead,
Todd.
10 minutes.
For legit bar fight, New Jack.
New Jack.
Yeah.
New Jack was a straight up criminal. I mean, God rest his soul. That man was
music.
That guy would hit you with anything that was available. Yeah, seeing what that guy did in the ring, only God knows what he would do in a civilian. There's no telling. Oh, God, yeah.
I'll take right. New Jack in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
So we're going to hit our last list.
I didn't get to mention mine, Dave.
I'm sorry, Grant.
For my bar fight, guys that I would want by my side would be Tommy Dreamer, Trevor Murdoch, and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh,
ooh.
That.
You got.
Can I get a big hell yeah?
Well, I'm personal friends with Tommy Dreamer and Trevor Murdoch, so you know.
I would take those two.
So if we were
going
to go out
drinking beer, oh boy,
7 minutes.
If you had a wrestler,
to
that
what?
You could
we got
call
time.
Up,
yeah,
most definitely, we can do it. Hit it.
Oh man, Nate, man, hands down, Ric Flair. That dude can party. Oh my God, he still can party.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, that was – I would be remiss if I didn't mention Rick. You know how big of a Ric Flair guy I am, and I imagine every time I've met him, he's been nothing but a blast to be around, and I can only imagine. And the stories that, you know, Stro, you've shared with us and everything over Rick, man, I can just imagine the guy is probably a damn blast to be around, man, without a doubt.
He's great. He's incredible.
He loses
oh, my God.
Everything, though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One time he made a bet with Crowbar, Devin Storm, who can outdrink each other, and I told Devin not to do it. I said, "Dude, you have no idea. This is not his first rodeo, right?" But he didn't listen. And next thing you know, Rick's on the dance floor dancing, doing his Ric Flair thing on the dance floor, and Crowbar's like passed out. I had to carry him to his room, right? Crowbar to him is like, "That damn old man got me drunk." I said, "I told you. I tried to tell you, man."
Yeah, there's some you just know better than to go gunslinging with, and I'm sure Rick's one of them. Now,
yeah,
one of the guys that I have on my list, and as much as I like to indulge in the fermented beverages, this guy I'm sure could probably put me under the table. And I never would have guessed I would have, you know, and much like Ivan Koloff, you know, he used to terrify me as a kid. And then meeting him as an adult, I found out what a fantastic gentleman he was. So this guy here kind of falls on that criteria. I bet he would actually be a heck of a nice guy to talk to, and much less to party with. But nevertheless, the Iron Sheik.
Yes. Shut up, you dirty boy. I don't think you do.
Put you in
Iron
a camel
Sheik
clutch.
I
screw your ass and make you humble.
Oh, he's a great man.
Up,
oh, my
you
God.
Stupid American.
One time, we're in the back after a match, and he's like cussing this guy out. Something awful. He's like,
the stupid catwalk with a crap, what a piece of crap. They're funny. You should have been the league, the sticky baby.
And then the guy walks in the locker room and says, thank you, baby. Sticky baby, love you. Give me a big hug. Oh, my God. I was dying. Oh, my God.
That story about Greg Valentine doing blow while they were driving, and they had Moore in the back seat. Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
That damn story never gets old. As a matter of fact, I watched a shoot interview a couple months ago with Buff Bagwell, and he was talking about his time on the road with the Sheik, and he said the Sheik knew wherever they were at. He knew where all the convenience stores were at. He was almost like Rain Man when it came down to the extra numbers and the convenience stores where he could pull over and get beer. So he would tell Bagwell, because Bagwell's driving, he says, yeah, you pull exit 712, we get the beer there, okay? And Bagwell would purposely miss the exit because Sheik would be doing his whatever. And then Sheik would look up and see exit 713, and he goes, you stupid Draboni, you missed an exit. You know, and Bagwell would do it on purpose just to get the damn Sheik all stirred up. So I imagine that's not he's got to be a thrill to be around. I've also heard he's another one you don't want to screw with back in the day, that he was genuinely.
Oh, yeah. Back then he was still like the modern-day Kurt Angle, man. He was super big time.
Yeah.
Super big time. Shooting
When he did police work there at the CAP Center when he was in the Capitol Police before he went to the Sheriff's Department, he used to do part-time stuff at the CAP Center. And you remember those butter churns that the Sheik used to come out with and do the butter churn thing where he used to pull them up over his head and lift, you know.
The club.
He said you couldn't pick those.
Club.
Yeah. He said you couldn't pick those things up with two hands. And the Sheik was picking two up, one in each hand, and holding them up over his head. He said when it come down to just raw strength, something that Sheik would do backstage to kind of pump himself up before he got in the ring, he would walk up to forklifts, propane forklifts, and grab the forks and military press a goddamn propane forklift before he got in the ring. And Todd, me and you've driven enough of those things. Could you imagine somebody lifting one of those forklifts? Just like it's nothing.
Seriously.
I mean, my God.
That's amazing.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm about to throw a monkey wrench in this whole thing. All right?
Okay, before the monkey wrench, Dave, set overtime.
Oh, shoot. We still got a half hour. We're good.
Oh,
we got OT,
okay.
Plenty of OT. We're good.
All right.
The OT's already handled.
Go to hang out.
Monkey wrench, if you will. Come on.
Monkey wrench, you baby. I'm going to do it. Because we're going to get funky like a monkey right here, baby, if you will. All right.
Now, you know that's a crescent wrench there, Daddy.
That's crescent, baby.
Baby, if you get some crescent rolls, I'll sit down and have a little bite.
Tighten up those nuggets, if you will, baby daddy.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God.
I love some Dusty, but I'm gonna throw in somebody that I don't think y'all even would even have in your any of your thought process. I'm gonna go with the living legend, Larry Zbyszko.
Larry Lynn. Yeah.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
I always thought
yes,
he was
sir.
A cool. Is he actually cool? Is he? He's a blast to be around.
Chain
oh,
smoker,
yeah, he's a riot.
But he's a cool dude. He's
a riot.
But he's a chain smoker.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's funny.
Oh, really?
He got to keep having him cigarettes, and he'll be good to go, and some beer. He's happy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Zbyszko's one of those guys. It's kind of like Lawler. You know, I hated Lawler. I mean, since I was a kid, I always thought Lawler was just that I just couldn't stand him. And then I met him in person. He's got to be one of the coolest guys. I mean, Lawler's one heck of a cool guy, man. And,
he's awesome. I've met Jerry Lawler several times.
It's all the listen.
Totally
he gave that way. Perception to you on television that you hated him, and when you meet these people, you're like, "Wait a minute, what happened?"
Just for the record, was that how the way they sold themselves? They were so good at their craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Tommy, what were you going to say?
You remember Jay Eagles?
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Jay. In Columbia, and for male that everybody knew where the township is olive oil, he turned on Wahoo one night at the township and backstabbed Wahoo. He come work for me,
uh-oh.
And for male sitting there talking to him for 15 minutes before she realizes it was Jay Eagle, and then she was like ready to cut his ass for the night. Jason.
But he sure did love some Tommy Pheasant and the Amazing Velvet. I like them queer boys. They got to have them in the mat. Get a hot dog. Right. The funny thing was, you think we're joking. We would walk into the locker room and he'd be like, "Hot damn, the queer boys are here. Now we can have a show."
Oh, my God. That is so awesome.
He did. Oh, my God. We had so much fun there.
I had cheese about the tee-off from one night.
That the general audience would get the stuff that you guys know.
It's okay.
Because y'all, every one of you have been there and done that.
It's fun. Yeah, right?
Stroke was a big fish in all the ponds. In the ocean.
Yes, he was. But Here's what we're going to have to tell you, what y'all don't know and some of the listening audience does not know. Okay? Tommy Feathers, where did you find the Amazing Velvet?
Where did you
find the Amazing Velvet? What was the gag? What was the shtick we did? Where did you find Velvet?
Down in Georgia.
No, in the strip in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the strip of Las Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole thing was... Tommy... Hang on,
involved?
No, not yet. But listen, so when they go to announce... Listen. So when they go to announce us, we would grab the mic and say, "Tommy Feathers and the Amazing Velvet, formerly from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, now reside in San Francisco, California."
At a white
that was our shit.
Oh, my God. Great.
Yep. We used to do that all the time and change it up every now and again.
Vex to kiss the boy to make him cry. I like fighting most of all.
I forgot about that one. We had
fun
doing it.
Again, audience, are you tracking what we have here on this show?
They have no clue at this point. We just dropped a bomb on them.
Todd. Isn't that a host name, Todd?
No, that's Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, excuse me. Sorry about that. You know what a gay horse eats, don't you? You know what a gay horse is?
No, go ahead.
Well, let's do it together. 1, 2, 3. Hey!
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 Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Hey, Dave, I'm sorry that they confused you with me.
Oh, God. No, that's quite all right. At this point, I'm willing to take any identity. We're all gender fluid here all of a sudden. So if I want to be
gender,
that's
a new one.
A female Olympic weightlifter, I can do it. I'm telling you. Whatever you do, don't get me started on that topic. As a matter of fact,
let's make a circle.
The ladies, female powerlifting record. Yes, he didn't beat my transgender this week.
Listen.
I wonder why.
Listen, honey. Listen, you like female power lifters? I like female shot putters.
You like female shot lifters is what you
Hey.
Oh.
You know what's funny? Have you seen it happen when they lift their weights and something falls out?
Oh my God.
I try not to.
Oh, crap. This is gotten way off the rails here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And for all those kids around the 8-9-year-old range, we are normal folks. We have normal shows. Tonight is kind of geared to the left. Please listen to more of that.
Like Nestling Nielsen said. Nothing to see here, folks. Carry on.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Please. Carry on.
Hang on. Tommy gets those day.
I want to tell you my short story. You know, everybody loves Dozy Dukes. I told my wife that. She says, there's only two problems. Your legs are hairy and your testicles hang out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is so
funny.
The Wizard of Oz.
I'll never forget.
Wizard of Oz.
There's no place like home. There's no wait, wrong word. Sorry. Midget porn. Midget porn's our safe word.
Midget porn. I'll never forget the story that Mick Foley talked about Al Snow.
Oh my
they
God.
They were wrestling one night and Al Snow had said something wise ass to Mick Foley. So during the match, Mick Foley's plan was to pull down the back of Al Snow's britches. Right? So he could show his ass to everybody. Right? Well, what happened is when he grabbed Al Snow's britches and gave him a yank, everything else went to pieces. So his whole outfit went down to his knees. And he says, I'll never forget his... He said his junk looked like three robin's eggs in a nest.
Oh, come on. We've gotten worse.
I heard that.
Yikes.
I was an absolute tease, man. I can never let Al Snow the same way.
That's going on a real safari.
God, no.
Oh, my God. Look. Let me say, once again.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
I am humbled to be here because y'all are on a whole
out of control.
Out of control.
God, that's some funny stuff.
And I'm drinking. Right. You know what I'm drinking? I'm drinking Mountain Dew Baja Blast, and other people are drinking. I need to drink with y'all.
I'm drinking Mountain
yeah,
Dew.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, there's alternatives to the drink these days, and it's all good. This
oh,
is
I know.
Not 1976, so whatever it takes to make you laugh, by God. That's where we've screwed up in society, and I'm just going to say this and walk away and get back to the wrestling.
Yeah, let's
but
bring
we
out
forgot
the
sad how to laugh.
Let's bring out the sad.
We forgot how to laugh. Yeah. So if we learn how to laugh at ourselves and everybody else at the same time, by Christ, the world will be a better place. So, speaking of laughing,
funny.
We're going to go back around to the beer and story category. All right, and I'm going to throw one out there. And I'm going to have to do it in my worst niche and hit the mean Gene. Woo! Gene Okerlund. God, I love that guy, and I miss him dearly. All of his, and if you're ever having a bad day, go to YouTube and type Okerlund laughs. And I'm here to tell you, if it doesn't make your day better, then you're just not trying. Because some of the stuff that Okerlund did, where he couldn't hold a straight face when these wrestlers were doing promos, Okerlund
like
had to have been a blast. And I imagine that guy had, he's probably like the Encyclopedia Britannica when it comes down to wrestling. So if there is ever an opportunity to, you know, sit down and shoot the breeze with a guy over a drink, damn, Gene Okerlund was definitely up there, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, I got a funny story to share with you about the go partying with someone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, this happens to be one of my personal independent wrestling friends. And he lives up near Joplin, and his name is Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry. It's his wrestling name. Well, it was his birthday. We were having a birthday party for him up at Buffalo Wild Wings up in Joplin.
Hey, Granny, real quick. Take your phone off a speaker.
I don't have it on speaker.
Without speaker. Okay, sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. So anyways, we were celebrating his birthday. And believe me, he loves to party. And I've been there for many of his birthday celebrations. Well, he was on the first season of Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge. He didn't make it past the first round, but they were also doing a watch party that night, the night we were celebrating his birthday party. And one of his friends that was there, they put Barry's wrestling singlet on. Wilkie J was the guy's name. And my good friend Bull Schmidt, who tag teamed with Trevor Murdoch sometimes, chopped Wilkie J. And Wilkie had a big old handprint on his chest.
Hello?
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 Uh-oh.
Hello?
Okay, you're still there. All right. I thought it was just me having bad audio again. We lost you.
Well, the audio and Blog Talk's acting up.
Yeah, truth.
But he had a big old handprint on his chest from where Bull Schmidt chopped him.
That's funny. All right.
So, Stro, if you had the ability to sit down, and I know, again, you know plenty of them and have seen plenty of it. So if you had the ability to grab one guy, let's just say that if I called you up and said, hey, Stro, I need a solid from you. I need a wrestler to get on here and talk some wrestling history who can shoot the breeze with the best of them. Who would you call up?
It'd be down to one or two people, I think. Terry Funk or Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh,
nice.
Man. Good call
on
that.
Kevin's like an encyclopedia, and Terry tells us, like, the craziest stories you ever heard in your life.
Oh, I got you a good one.
Yeah, you know, it's funny with Kevin Sullivan. He's kind of the lost player in that whole Chris Benoit thing. And I can't remember what I was watching, and he had gotten on there and actually spoke about it. And you could tell how bad the guy hurt, not only for his ex-wife, but for Chris himself, because they were, you know, good friends and everything. And, yeah, Kevin Sullivan, sharp as a tack, man. I remember seeing him for the first time wrestling with Austin Idol back at Georgia State Wrestling with Gordon Soley. And that was before he started doing the karma thing with Mark Lewin and all those guys. But, yeah, Kevin Sullivan's something else. Good guy.
He told me a funny story about him and Purple Haze, Mark Lewin, going grocery shopping one time in the robes.
Oh, God.
And the looks that they would give him and oh my gosh, it was so funny. But he had the robes on, like Purple Haze had his Purple Haze robe, and Solon had his. They were going grocery shopping and go to the store.
That's funny. I'd love to see that.
Do you know he was on a recent episode? Did I tell you guys this? He was on the recent episode of The Legend of Mick Dodge on the Discovery Channel about the guy that lives off the land.
Really? Yeah, really.
Yeah, and I asked him. I had to ask him. I said, Kev, how in the heck did you get on this show? So he tells the story, right? See, he's fishing out there in, like, I think it's Oregon somewhere. And because he likes to fish, he goes to different places to fish. And he's just fishing, right? And next thing you know, this wild man comes out of the woods with the camera crew following him, right? And they asked Kevin would like to be on the show, and he said, yeah, sure. I got on the show with Nick Dodge.
Oh, damn.
Crazy.
Great job interview there, right?
Unreal.
Outstanding. Now, Todd, you've got one out there floating around. To be sure, you got one you'd like to call up.
Again, I'll default to Roddy. I just think. Oh, there's better options. I admit it, but I think Roddy Piper.
He's wide open. Yeah. And he's another one you can tell when he's talking. He's talking from the heart. You know what I mean? He's a straight shot. So, yeah, he's another one I miss, man. Heaven's a better place with him, for certain.
Yeah, gone too soon, though. Gone way too soon.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. Totally unexpected.
Look, if anybody had a film character that had the phrase, I came here to chew bubblegum and I'm all
kick
out of
bubblegum, yep.
Yeah, if anybody was that in their life, that was Roddy Piper.
And you know
and
what?
That's my outside take. Now, I will say Papa Stroll. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, Piper was like one of the my inspirations actually to get into acting. It was him, Terry Funk, and Pepper Martin, who was Pepper Martin was one of his films he was in was Superman 2. He was the bully, the diner that took on Clark Kent.
Cool. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
So before we go into overtime, go ahead, Todd. You got it.
Yes.
Who are you going for?
Uh-oh.
Breaker, who are you going for, buddy?
I didn't know if we went into dead air again or if it was my audio. But before we go into overtime and everything, which we're definitely going to do, and that way I can pass it around
got
and get everybody's plugs and everything. But let me ask Velvet, and I'll ask Tommy, and I'll ask Stro. I got two more guys on my bar fight list we haven't covered yet. So I need you guys to verify this for me, because I feel like I got a pretty judge of character when it comes down to getting in a bar fight.
So, okay.
The two names, of course, one of them is Steve Blackman. We all know Steve Blackman is an actual train killer. That's why he was.
But he's the whitest Blackman I've ever seen in my life.
He is the reason why they had that boxing thing going on in WWF. And
yeah, when your boy got knocked
everybody
out.
And everybody was asking the same thing. Is Steve getting in it? Because they all knew that Steve was an actual killer. And Steve Blackman is just nasty. So I'm sure that's a good one. But the other one I have, God rest his soul, and every time I hear this story, it breaks my heart, dude, because this guy, he had a heart of gold, though he put on a different persona in the ring, and wrestling lost history with this guy, is Bruiser Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, that whole story behind him, and the deeper story of it, you know, you hear the story about him being stabbed in the shower and all that kind of stuff, but if you go deeper and you hear about all the politics, how he didn't receive the proper medical attention and his wife couldn't get any word in, and, you know, Tony Atlas wasn't allowed to get anywhere near him, and how
Tony
the guy
Atlas
who stabbed him just pretty
on
much
the beach. Slept on the beach until he got to the damn airport to get out of there. You know?
Yeah. I mean, what a sad story.
Not to cause any more controversy with all of that and to get anybody heated up, but I'm going to tell you right now, that was a hit. That was a straight hit. That's all that was.
Without a doubt.
That was a straight hit.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
But I'm going to add two people. I'm going to add two people. Since you did, I want to add two. Everybody else on my list has been named, but I have these two on my close to my list, and I think they should have been on my list. One is Manny Fernandez, and the other one is Harley Race. And the other one's Harley Race.
Yes.
If you want to be in a bar fight.
I've heard that Harley Race could get. You could punch Harley Race 100 times and he wouldn't fall. I heard Harley Race was just one tough, tough ass person,
man. He was the man.
Yeah,
man,
exactly.
Man's man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Manny Fernandez is another train killer. You can't dispute anything about him either. So he'd be another guy. But yeah. Yep.
Manny has some good shoot interviews. If you got the time, you know, get on YouTube and listen to some of his stuff. Manny's got a lot of wealth when it comes down to wrestling history too. And he's another guy that's he puts aside his own ego to tell stories. And I know with a lot of these wrestling interviews that you watch, you can still tell where some of these wrestlers don't have the ability to process. Yeah, other people's success, you know what I mean? They still feel like they're the ones, you know, and I'm not going to repeat Bret Hart's name, but, you know, when you listen to Manny's interviews, man, you can tell that he's got a good heart and, you know, thinks a lot of the sport and a lot of his coworkers and everything. So since we're getting ready to go into overtime, I'm going to go ahead and pass things around because I know the full room will probably take all of the 15 minutes or so to go ahead and do the perks. So what I'd like to start with is our guests tonight, Tommy Feathers. And may I say, sir, you are welcome back here any damn time you please. You've got the digits and drums and everything.
Man,
it would be great to have you back. And you don't have to call me girlfriend, man. You can just come on, do whatever you want, man. So good to have you aboard. So what kind of stuff do you have?
Holy
what
crap.
What kind of so what kind of things you got going on right now you'd like to tell everybody listening?
Well, me and Velvet been kicking around with one final mat to say goodbye to all the fans.
Good deal.
We're going to try and do the workout. And I'd love to see it come to fruition just to, and, you know, there's some, the puppets are going to be a nice surprise for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it will.
So, I mean,
outstanding.
Yes, it will. It's a show you will want to miss. You will want to travel wherever we're doing it.
Yeah, you would.
Good deal.
And you know, the videotapes are $49.95.
And they come with a set of neat phones. And every video purchase comes with a brand new set of knee pads. Just saying.
I was kind of hoping for Lou, but I'll take the knee pads.
Hey, listen, it'll come in a nice, discreet box so nobody knows what it is.
No, look, y'all have no idea how much Dave wants those knee pads.
I was going to say, it's the monthly knee pad box.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to use them, honey, you're going to need monthly knee pads.
I figure you wear them out
Holy
every 30
cow.
Days, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Y'all are outrageous.
Thank you, sir.
So, Stro, before we go too much deeper into that hole, no play on words, Stro, what... Oh, boy,
Holy
we've gone up to NC-17
again. Tonight.
Oh, Christ. That's funny. God, that's... So,
yeah.
Stro, clean things up for me, please, and get us back to PG-13. Tell me what you've got going on, brother. I know you're busier than hell. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, I'm going to be starting to start the Arkham in the upcoming Harlequin Origin story, The Devil's Daughter. That'll be out by Halloween this year. And for updates, you can go to facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. Tomorrow night on WCW Retro Podcast at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. The topic of discussion will be the career of the Macho Man Randy Savage. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Randy Savage memories or moments you want to share, please call in. And this Friday night on my horror sci-fi show, the Throw Zone, on my Facebook page. At midnight Eastern Standard Time, the feature will be the Ghost Train. So please tune in.
Ah, very good. Now, Stro, I'm going to be getting up with you. I don't know if you got any news on the reunion coming up on October 16th. Certain establishment that me and you both attended back in the 80s. But if you haven't heard about it, I will be sending you the information on that. So it's going to be held at the Country Club.
Please do.
Right down the street from the old alma mater. So
beautiful.
In your busy schedule, if you can square away 4 hours for October 16th, I will send you the information on that. It'd be good to see you as always. So
thank you so much, bro. Yeah.
All of those locals get together, man. I don't know if you'd heard about it. If not, I just heard about it about a week ago, and I figured I'd pass the word on to you. So I will be doing that this weekend, giving you the heads up on that. So it's great to have you on tonight.
Oh,
good to
you.
Have you. Always good to have
thank
you.
Thank you for having me, really.
Absolutely.
Really.
So, Granny Hawkster, what have you got to yell about tonight, young lady?
I really don't have anything to play, per se. I think just... I hope everybody has a great week.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah. Yep. And it's good to have you aboard tonight. Now, next week, you've got the moose meeting going on for us.
Granny's birthday. Should we mention Granny's birthday?
Oh, yeah. That is correct. And she's going to be 24?
Ah.
Yeah. 25. I just turned 25.
Yeah, no, wait a minute, guys. My birthday is not for her till August.
Not for her till August.
Ah. So we got plenty of time to ramp up the granny dirt.
Thanks, Todd. You jumped the gun, buddy.
I don't know, guys. We can have a granny show coming up in August. Sorry. But that's a good idea. It gives us plenty of time to get something worked up. So that way we can have a granny show for her birthday. I'm sure that would be cool. We can just go over here and just totally roast granny. Granny can handle it.
But hey, believe me, Dave, I have been totally roasted by Will all day at WCWA. I don't think you guys could
we'll
top,
turn your heel by the end of the show.
You guys might be able to top what he did. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
We'll turn you heel before the end of the show. I guarantee it.
No, you won't turn me heel.
Yes,
Melvin.
We will. Yes, we will.
Because when
I
you NWO,
start,
you NWO.
Start talking
more,
smack to all
right.
Of you.
Right? That's funny.
But, Granny, it was good to have you aboard this evening, dear. It's always good to hear from you and everything. Tell the family we said hello from Pop Culture Stars. Now,
I will.
Todd, Saxon, the surprise tonight. I thought you were going to be out on the workforce this evening. Good to have you aboard this evening, brother. So what have you got to plug this evening?
Look, the fact that I got in this show tonight, in this group, I am beyond humbled because y'all are outrageously the best. Thank
you. I thought you were going to say we're
Thank
outrageously
you very much
crazy.
For letting me be part of this.
Well, we didn't have a choice. You called in, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got nobody to blame but yourself, right?
Right? Yeah, thanks.
So I got
that buddy.
Going for me.
Right, you do. You're awesome.
You could have played with fireworks,
really,
but no, you had to dial into the show.
No,
yeah.
Right. He was trying to dial 1-800-MIDGET-PORN and dial this show instead.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I was trying to dial in 1-900 spank line, and I got this.
Yeah. Could have been on kneepads.com, but you had to dial in this show.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Listen, nice. If he goes with that one,
nice.
We're on the cover. We're on the cover of that page.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Is that my blog yet?
Y'all are the
what's funny is
enough. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. Seriously.
Ah, we love you, man. You know it.
Hey, good to have you aboard, man, and always appreciate it, man, very much. So, Velvet, I'm sure
Velvet.
You can fill
yes,
us
sir.
In when you go on kneepads.com,
hey.
Where at the bottom
yes,
it says
can.
People who bought things also bought.
Wow.
So, what have you got going on, my brother? What have you got going on?
Well, I got a couple things I want to say first. I want to thank everybody who was on here tonight. And I haven't been able on certain nights to do certain of these shows, and I'm going to be on tomorrow night. I'm going to call in the Stroh show. I've been out of that one for a while, and I'm definitely going to call in for Macho Man. And I'm thank Rob for being on tonight as well. That was a surprise for me. And of course, Tommy Feathers came out of nowhere, which was awesome. Hopefully we can get that, what we're talking about, done. I had a really, really good pro wrestling interviews last week with a kid out of Charlotte called Dirty Joe, and he was awesome. Nice young man, humble,
yeah.
Respectful, was very good. Now I'm going to have his opponent, Curtis Black, who defeated him who actually lost his Crossroads House of Pain title to Dirty Joe, and that's Curtis Black, and I'm going to have him this weekend, hopefully, if I can confirm that tonight or tomorrow. But, yeah, that's what I got going on. And, of course, you know, Dr. John's got me roped into Scary Cast again. Gotta love it. But I was trying to pawn it off on Dave and say, hey, your name's Dave, my name's Dave. You know, he wouldn't know the difference. Dave told me, no way. Dave said, no way. Not doing it.
Yeah, I know better to stick my leg into a bear trap, man. It's trust me on that one.
I'm not gonna lie. Some days I'll have a question. Some days I'm like, I'm doing granny. I'm just listening. I'm good, and I let that go because I was like, I just mute my mic and I listen, going, oh my god. So it's like, okay. If you listen to what some of these people say, and you have, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking good point there because, you know, Grammy is on so many of our
shows.
We got
to love our missing brother, Dr. John Stamey. We're definitely missing his.
Yeah. You can catch him every Monday night at 9 o'clock on Scary Cast, sir. You can go ahead and take my spot. I mean, it's all good.
I'm thinking Granny really needs a sympathy card.
Oh, Granny, you deal with us, why don't you go on Scary Cast and check that out? So, oh, yeah.
Well, I've been on Scary Cast, guys, but, you know, unfortunately, that's at the same time I do a podcast on Monday night.
Okay. Well, good. So, all right, I'm good. I guess I'm stuck. Thanks a lot.
Outstanding.
We love you, brother.
I'm chained to a wall in the basement now.
And
they can't find
the obnoxious British lady that will cut us off. I just want to promote the Hunger series out there on Amazon.com by yours truly. And with Lord willing, I will have another book out here in September, knock on wood. We're trying. Don't know if we'll be able to get it done by September, but we're giving it one hell of a shot. But it's going to be totally off of the Hunger series. It's going to be a collection of short stories. It's kind of got like a base of like a Twilight Zone type of feel to it, the kind of twisted stories to it and everything to kind of keep your mind churning.
Right.
So nevertheless, if you get a chance, take a look for Dave Atwell on Amazon, and bear in mind, I am not the Dave Atwell from the Toronto Hells Angels that ratted everybody out. I'm not that guy. So before I get a bunch, I'm telling you, I never knew that there was another Dave Atwell out there that ratted out a bunch of Hells Angels until I wrote my book, and then I found out the hard way. And I'm like, guys, you know, you've got the wrong guy. I'm a short, fat, white guy here in North Carolina.
You might want to shut your mouth.
So, with that being said, I am going to cruising.
This has been a crazy night.
Here. And getting closer to the laptop to bring in the obnoxious British lady.
British lady, okay.
Everybody. Even though she thinks she's in charge, even though they lost in 1776, like I always say, British lady. Here she comes.
All right,
everybody.
Y'all have a good night.
Tonight.
You too.
Yes, Stroh, Tommy,
good
appreciate
night,
you joining us this evening. Always
thanks.
Welcome back, you guys. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you again for listening to us here at Pop Culture Stars. And we do not support kneepads.com, just in case there is such a site. Well, have a good night.
Stupid.
Here you are.
Oh, my God. So dumb.